Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's definitely the weekend. And it's so much going on. I'm D.R. Reese. That's K-Mac. That's Pam Thompson Smith. And that's Mike morning. And Chairman Deuce the show. We are fired up and ready to go. And, you know, we're going to talk a little different today. We're going to talk about what's going on in college football landscape. I know we had NFL last night. We're going to get to that. Had college football last night, too. So we're going to get to that as well. But, well, I want to talk about, you know, locally there is some big-time football games going on this weekend that can affect the total landscape of college football. And, you know, we call it college football this Saturday. We got K-Max NC State Wolfpack. Yeah, I said it right. K-Max NC State Wolfpack. Now, let's see how long he's going to ride this train, Pam.
Because, you know, he'll, until they lose.
They start going left. Until they lose, then he's going to. He gonna switch it up.
I've been on this train all year long, even when they went and lost to the Cowbells. Still,
yeah, but you was
there. We'll see how long it lasts.
Right, you was also on the Coastal Carolina's bandwagon too into a couple nights ago.
That hurt.
Oops. Oh, oh. So what happened then, K Mac?
Okay, that's what I thought. That tapped me a little bit.
That kind of hurt. Okay. Yeah, that
you're kind of like the Drake of the triangle.
Hey, wait a minute.
No. Wow. Wow. Wait, very nice,
no
Michael.
Followed me. I ain't got no cloud everybody, following me.
Right?
What
are
you talking about?
Wait, no, but I know. I got to think about that. We got to investigate that. That may be true. It may be some truth to that, K-Mac. The Drake of the triangle. Kevin McClendon. Kevin Drake McClendon.
First of all, let's go Heels. How about that? Drake that.
Oh, well, I mean, see, well, that's what I'm saying. It has the opposite. It has the opposite effect when you come from Carolina.
Probably true. Probably true. Yeah.
So the 5-1 overall NC State, 2-0 in the ACC. They go out to Miami, which is 2-4 overall and 0-2 in the ACC. Woo. Okay, they're going down to Miami though. Matter of fact, I just thought about something. A lot of people going to Miami this weekend. I just thought about that.
Can somebody get me some tickets while I'm there?
But Pam, you gonna be down in Miami? You might want to go to the game. That's we can make it happen since you're part of the media now. You can probably go to the game.
This plan or you was supposed to already have all this together. Because if it ain't together, yeah, like,
right.
Ain't nobody going nowhere.
It's
Tell
the Truth Friday. Ain't nobody trying to go to the football game in Miami. I'll catch
oops.
That when I get back.
That part. She said, fill me in on Monday. Oh, man, but that game is at 7:30. That game is at 7:30 on Saturday night, and you can hear it. On our sister station, Mix 101. Let's hear from, of course, Coach Dave Dorn, the Wolfpack football team, talked about on the lack of respect the Wolfpack get in the national media. Really?
You know, I wish I could answer that. I really don't understand all of it. You know, I know 2 years ago we were not a good football team, and I didn't do a good job. We were 4-8. Last year with COVID, maybe people didn't get to watch what we did. I don't know. We had a heck of a year last year. And won school record conference games and, you know, had a really good season. And so I thought with that, that people would think that we have a chance to be a pretty good ball club this year. It doesn't seem like people respect us for whatever reason. And I don't know. I would think losing to Mississippi State on the road, everyone knows how hard it is to play there. I know it's not a loss we wanted to have, but is it a loss that kicks you out of the top 25 forever? I don't think it should be. That's a pretty good team with, it also beat Texas A&M, you know. So, yeah, would we have liked to have won that game? Absolutely. But we got a lot of games left. Andrea, you know, we got 6 more games. You know, we just got to play as good as we can play in all those games. And it's been a crazy year in college football, you know. So, let's see where we end up and really not worried about where we're at right now. I think it'll all take care of itself.
Coach. So, the question is, go ahead, Mac.
I'm just going to say it. Coach, just chug it off like the sports shop. Everybody ain't going to love you, Coach. Just be good. Just be who you are, Coach. Everybody ain't going to love you. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them, Coach. Everybody don't love you. So what?
Go be great. Give a damn what the national media say. Go be great, coach.
Sounds like Jason.
Stop whining.
You should. You sound like Jason Kelce talking about Ben Simmons.
You know how tough this city is to play in. Just play better, man. The city will love you.
Right.
Yeah.
Go be great, coach. Stop worrying about all that. At least he didn't do. At least he didn't do what the other guy did up there in Chapel Hill. It was the media's fault for hyping him up. One guy we don't get enough hype to. One guy get too much hype. Man, just go play.
Oh, that's
come on now. Okay.
Well, speaking of that's an excellent segue, K-Mac, to this awesome news that's coming out of Chapel Hill.
Breaking news out of Chapel Hill.
Breaking news. You know, the UNC football team lands another 5-star recruit. He's coming to Chapel Hill. That's exactly right. North Carolina picked up his second 5-star commitment in the class of 2022 when offensive tackle Zach Price chose the Tar Heels over Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Virginia. The 6'6", 282. Yes, I know, but I'm not sure what he was thinking when he did that. But anyway, the 6'6", 282-pound Price is number one ranked offensive tackle in the nation by 24/7 sports ranking. My other question is, hey, can he play next weekend? Hey, we need him this year. Write me down.
You know what this sounds like to me whenever you do that? You know what it sounds
What's
like?
What's that?
This sounds like a school with Nobel Peace Prize winners and all this other stuff, but your ass on academic probation. I don't nobody care. What you going to do with him? That's my question. What you going to do with him?
Wow. Nobel Peace Prize academic probation.
What you going to do with him? All this great talent, but what you going to do with it, huh?
No. I'm very honest. When I say this, we probably can use him next week for real because they're off this week. I bet he's better than any offensive tackle or offensive player lineman we have right now on the damn team.
I just have to ask this one question. I swear this is the most.
What's that?
This is I mean, I like to get say how hard time, but let me just ask a question. How in the hell did the offensive line go from being A students last year, or maybe B plus students?
Yeah, right. No, they was A. Now coming in, they're supposed to be A students, according to us.
They can't even figure out how to get to class no more. What the hell going on?
I know. I mean, the most, and what we're talking about, the most senior part of the Tar Heels coming back, the most experienced part of the Tar Heels coming back, supposedly was the offensive line. We're supposed to be straight there. They are the worst ever, if we're being fair. That's why Zach, come on. We all about an hour away. Come on down the road. Hell, we less than 35, 40 minutes away. Come on down. He can play a high school game on Friday. Come play with us on Saturday.
He said, put him in, coach.
Put him in, coach. But
can't do no work.
I know, but that's a good look for the Tar Heels. I mean, again, to turn down the national powerhouses like Alabama, the Ohio State, Notre Dame, Virginia, not so much, but those first three, I mean, who turns down those schools to go to Carolina? Zach Price does. Zach Price does. That's who does. Because he know about the pedigree up on that hill, K-Mac.
No, he just being pleased. No, we know what he saw. He saw an opening. He like, hell, I know I can start if I go there.
Man.
Hell, if I go there, I know I'm going to play.
It is all about playing. I
want to
play.
No way. You're like, I don't have to wait around. I don't have to play behind those first rounders. I can play right now, right?
Ain't no gray shirt. Ain't no red shirt. Ain't no blue shirt. I get to play today. I get to play if I wanted to.
But no, because if he's a real man, he's like, I don't care where it comes. You go to Alabama because you know you're good. You want that competition. You're here for that. You want all the smoke, K-Mac. That's why you go to your
iron sharpens
is
iron, he says. The best wants the best.
That's what I'm talking about.
You want to be the greats. See what I'm saying? You want to be the presence of kings. You don't want to be over there in Chapel Hill.
That's why he's coming to Chapel Hill.
That's a lie.
Thank you, Pam.
That's a lie.
Speaking of Alabama, Alabama has their normal matchup on the third weekend in October every year. They play Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee's coming to Tuscaloosa on this Saturday. That game is at 7 p.m. And it's interesting thing that Coach Nick Saban said recently on his talk show talking about his method. he has for disciplining our players. Let's take a listen.
Then we have a threshold of how many classes you can miss, all right, before you go in what we call the box.
Right? Uh-oh.
The box puts you in. As soon as you get in the box, all right, then you have penalties for every time you miss after that. Same thing with your meals. All right, you miss so many meals, you go in what we call the box. All right, and once you're in the box, then every time you mess up again, you got there's a punishment. There's a penalty that you have to pay. I'm not going to say what it is. All right. So, but to me, what I gave a lecture about today is everybody, once they get in the box, they don't miss any more classes. Once they get in the box, they don't miss any more meals. Mm-hmm. All right. So my question is why do we have to, from a morality standpoint, to do the right thing, there has to be some penalty involved to enhance us
right,
not to do the wrong thing. But we couldn't do the right thing when there was no penalty. You should be doing the right thing because it's the right thing, and it benefits you.
That's come out.
Wow.
I feel I was at a motivational class or something. What do you think the box is, guys? I mean,
yeah,
I can imagine.
What is the box?
Yeah, what is the box?
I tell you where they don't have the damn box.
Where?
Carolina.
Man, stay on top. Stay on top. Stay on down to my classes. That's pretty good. I can't mess with you. Yeah. No, hey, the damn Sports Shop. Hey, Sports Shop gonna have a damn box. That's what we're gonna have.
Box for K-Mac.
In the penalty box. Put me in the box.
Stop swerving. Stay your lane, man. Mike, I heard that a long time.
I love that.
Stay your lane. I love that too. But K-Man, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Carolina definitely could come to classes. Okay. Hey, Preeny, wake up, man. I need you. Michael Preeny, wake up. I need you, man. K-Man, he's on a roll.
He's still on a recruit trip. He's still trying to recruit players that don't matter. That's what he's doing. He's trying to help crew players that don't matter. I'm sorry, I distracted from Nick Saban's moment. I'm sorry.
He gonna put you in the box. So what do you think the box is? That's fresh. I haven't heard that before. Nick Saban, they come up with stuff every damn day.
They gotta keep up with it. Which one of the sisters you think gotta keep up with?
Oh, you know somebody
bribes. You know he's taking bribes.
Yeah.
You know he's taking bribes. He's like, hey man, look man. I mean, I know you probably didn't mean to miss that class, but I mean, I could hide it from Coach for another week or so, but, man, you're going to have to get this together, bro.
But Coach Saban said, I understand. Wait, if you just do it right the first time, you don't have to worry about the box.
Right.
So once you get in the box, all of a sudden, you're going to go to every class. You're going to get all your meals. Mm-hmm. What is up with that?
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Right?
Ain't that something? Think about what he just said.
I was thinking that too.
You get in the box because you won't go get a free meal.
what they do is they skip that and go do something else. That's the issue.
That is the issue.
And plus they got that nutrition stuff going on. They probably going out and Popeyes, hanging out with a girlfriend, and she'll be at the at the training table. That's what's going on.
K-Mac, you ever been put in the penalty box?
Man, go on with that. Hell, I made the damn penalty box.
Hey, I
got the key to get out.
Hey, you should have asked that. How many times? You should ask how many times you've been in the penalty box.
I live in the penalty box. Matter of fact, I can tell you, look, the best way to get a nap while you're in there.
Oh my God.
He can tell you the survival skills of living in the box all the time. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow, that's interesting.
I've done to get in there. I can tell you that too.
Oh wow, I'll tell you, man. I tell you one thing though. If you do get in the box, there's three things you need to do on this fantastic funky Friday. You need to have your Pepsi Zero Sugar and your Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and you need to rock the official sports apparel of the Sports Shop, which is Under Armour. Keep you right, keep you tight, even in the box.
Get it right, get it tight.
What?
Get it right, get it tight.
Pretty girl.
Gotta pop Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
But we couldn't do the right thing when there was no penalty. You should be doing the right thing because it's the right thing, and it benefits you.
You should do the right thing because it's the right thing, K-Mac.
It's the right thing to do.
You know what, Reese?
What's that?
Do it right now, because you know we like to do stuff live and in color. We should have a segment every Friday called The Box. We're going to put somebody in the box.
Write that down.
Well, actually, K-Match, to be fair, it's called a barber chair. That's what it's called. Because we talked about that before. It's called a barber. We're going to put him in the chair. That's what
we're going
to do.
Put him right on in there. I'm going to store it out there at Chapel Hill.
Pringley, wake up.
Where you at, man?
D. Woods, where you at, man? Where you at, man? Come on.
They don't want none of this smoke. They wait the basketball season. That's all. You ain't going to find none of his until basketball season. I can tell you that right now.
That's funny. That was funny.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We're going to pause for the calls right now because we have a special announcement. Michael Shelton, if you would, please.
Well, Reese, K-Mac, Pam, Sports Shop family, you know how in life your life kind of consists of chapters? Well, back in February 2014, I closed one chapter of my life when I decided to leave Michigan, to leave Detroit and come down here to the Triangle. And back then, I could never imagine that I would be in this position 7.5 years later, sitting in this chair with the Sports Shop with you guys and all the incredible experiences that I've been able to have with you guys. But I'm about to turn 41 in a couple weeks, and it's kind of a point where you kind of do a little soul searching, a little evaluation where you're at. And after a lot of praying and consulting, I have decided that this is now the time to close this chapter of my life here in the Triangle and start a new one. So with that being said, my announcement is that next week, Monday through Friday, next week will be my final week coming into this studio producing the Sports Shop here on Buzz Sports Radio after 7 years. And
wow.
Yes, wow. And listen, I love radio. I love radio and I love you guys, and this doesn't mean that it's easy, but because I know how blessed and how fortunate I am to be in this position, anyone would be to produce this show for this company, this station, and this market that is so blessed beyond belief sporting-wise with college football and basketball, baseball, collegiate and minor, the NHL, golf, racing, the list goes on and on. When it comes to sports radio, this is as great a market as it gets. And I would not be leaving this position had I not received an offer that I felt that I could not say no to. And so with that, I'm not leaving radio, but I am leaving the Triangle. And as you're wondering, I have accepted a new role with Cumulus Media in Washington, D.C. And I will be the audio producer / board op for the two morning drive shows on their news talk station, 105.9 FM WMAL. So that will be my primary role. They also have an ESPN radio affiliate, 6:30 a.m., the Sports Capital, WSBN. And both stations also broadcast the Washington football team as well, K-Mac. So yeah, there may be opportunities for me.
I'm not sure how good that's going to be.
So there may be other opportunities for me to contribute there as well, but my primary role will be on the news talk side. So that's my announcement. Next week will be my last week on the Sports Shop. I'll be here all 5 days with you guys, and you'll be in studio, which is coincidental. It'll be great. But then after the show on Friday, after the show on Friday, I move up to D.C. immediately and start on Monday, November the 1st.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Congratulations, Michael. We've known about it for about a week now,
yes.
Congratulations. Deserved. Yeah. I'm positive you're going to do great. We're going to have more and more things to say. But before we even get to next week, I want to say you are the ultimate professional. You're a friend to the show. You're a friend to me. You're a friend to both of Reese and I. And it is well deserved, my friend. You are one of the best in the business.
Thank you so much, K-Mac. Appreciate that very much. I love, again, you guys are the best in the business at what you guys do as well. You'll love you guys.
Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're so amazing. And I just love your voice.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss that. But you're simply amazing, and I'm excited for your next journey.
Well, hey, the ACC tournament's in D.C. Michael, this year.
That's right. So you're gonna. I mean, I always say you have to understand that I believe a farewell is required before we can meet again. So you know, it's never an ending. It's always just a temporary state there. As K Mac mentioned, we've known this for a while. And Michael, you know how we and I feel about you. I mean, words can't even describe it. We're gonna talk about this next week too. So I'm not gonna go off on my tangent, but. I'm extremely happy and so just ecstatic about this opportunity for you. I'm very, very selfish, the fact that I hate to see you go. But, like I said, farewell is just required before we meet again.
Right.
And we'll talk some more about it. Everybody come in the studio that's associated with the show, guests, they talk about how talented you are and the best I've ever seen. And we're going to get into that. So if you hear this, check us out next week. We're going to try to do some things every day next week. Kind of play around with Michael a little bit next week. So we're looking forward to having Michael sit in with us next week. And we'll be back in studio, by the way, next week. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So there it is.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Let's pivot real quickly because you know how we do this. It's Firebirds Update. And we do this because we have a great partnership with the Firebirds, the Raleigh Firebirds, pro hockey team. Pro basketball team. I said that right. And the owner and the CEO of the Raleigh Firebirds, my main man, Wade Harris. Wade, what's going on? How you doing?
All is well. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Wade.
Good morning.
Man, we are doing great. Wade, do you have a guest with you this morning?
Coach Berkey should be calling in just a little bit. He's not already on.
Okay, yeah, great. We got one of the Duke Brace calling in.
I got a bone to pick with Coach Reese because, you know, I was supposed to get my tryout, man. You know.
This might be your big chance.
Man.
I'd mention it.
So, yeah, hey, but, hey, but. To coach. Yeah. Each and every week, we rock with the Firebirds, and you guys got so much going on, Wade. Just get us updated on what's just happened this week. A lot of great things going on with you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, we reunited with the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce, who has been a partner and supporter of the Firebirds for the last couple of years. We're going to be attending quite a few events that they have going on and supporting them in some of those events while promoting the brand and, you know, trying to make sure people know that we do have professional basketball here in Raleigh. And the team was also awarded the Business Alliance Community Service Award from Wake County Public School System. And it's a fairly prestigious award that they give every year to organizations and companies that pour into the lives of young people that are students in Wake County Public Schools. And I guess we've made some inroads and some impact. So we were recognized for that. And I'm very proud of the work that, you know, the team and the players and, you know, our not only our sponsors as well as our interns are doing to, you know, develop those relationships.
That is fantastic, man. That's fantastic. So Wade, your distinguished and our distinguished guest is on as well. Why don't you bring Coach on? Introduce Coach.
Well, I mean, he really needs no introduction. Coach Robert Bricky played at Duke University, you know, high-flying superstar. So, you know, I'll let him, you know, tell you more. But, you know, he's the man. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
How you doing, Coach?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Look, the last time I came on this show was a few years ago. And I still had the same beef I had 3 years ago. Not my old frat brother.
Well, but came back. Wait, wait, hey, hey, they knew. K-Mac, he been blocking the emails, man, and the calls. Every time I try to call you, email you, K-Mac be blocking them, man.
Is that what it is, man?
How you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, Coach? Tricky. How's it going?
Man, I am good, man. Listen, thank you for having us on this one, first of all. Look, you guys are doing a great job. Congratulations on all your success. And keep doing what you're doing, man. We're proud of you. And we're just honored to be on this morning. I want to talk a little bit about Firebirds. You know, it's a I know you guys know all about it, but we need them to get the community more involved. Coach Harris was saying, professional basketball in Raleigh, man, I think people will be surprised by the level of talent, the level of play, the amount of entertainment. The people that came to games were surprised at how well the games were run. So not just the basketball part, but the entertainment part, the DJs, the cheerleaders, the fan participation. It's, mm-hmm. it's a really, really good event for families. And two of the things I would say is availability. I mean, sometimes you want to go some of the other teams in the Triangle area, tickets are hard to get, as well as they're expensive. And then affordability. So, we're doing
right. –
Coach Harris has got a great vision. We're proud to be a part of what the Firebirds are doing in Raleigh.
Awesome. How excited are you guys to be back in Raleigh at a brand new state-of-the-art facility? Tell us a little bit about where you're going to be playing.
Right. Yeah.
I'll let Coach Harris speak on that. He knows a little bit more about it than I do.
Yeah, we'll be playing at the historical and newly renovated John Chavis Memorial Park and Gym over on Martin Luther King Boulevard, which is in a community that we obviously want to give support to. That facility is, has a lot of history, black history here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and its founder has a lot of history nationally. So we want to highlight some of those things and bring the community together at that facility, and not only in basketball games, but events that we can, use the facility to support also.
That's fantastic. But again, we're talking to Wade Harris, of course, CEO, president of the Raleigh Firebirds, and a great ACC great. I don't know where I'm going. I didn't have my coffee this morning. But a great ACC great, Robert Brick. And what's funny about Brick is that, of course, he's a member of my fraternity. But he's a little modest. He has his own radio show. I've been following you a little bit too, Coach. Talk about what you do down in your part of North Carolina.
Man, well, I'm on a station. WIDU has been around forever in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Well, when I was a kid, it was the only African American station in town. And this was, in the early 70s, but it's been around and changed management. We do a show called Morning Motivation where we do a lot of local news. We talk about inspirational things, motivational things. We talk a lot about COVID and ways to just improve our community. So it's a community-based show, and we're doing good. They've been doing great work for a long time. I'm just happy to be a part of that crew.
Oh, man, but keep on doing what you're doing. Well, Wade and Coach, we appreciate you guys again. You can follow Raleigh Firebirds at RaleighFirebirds.com. Get more information. Anything you guys doing coming up in the next couple of weekends? Wade, you want to just mention
We are preparing for our combine, which is going to be on November the 13th over at Grand Slam from 3 to 5 p.m. And we're going to allow a few people to come in and be able to observe. So if anybody's interested, they can reach out at RaleighFirebirds.net or send an email to RaleighFirebirds@gmail.com, or they can send a text to 919-830-0305. We hope to see you guys next week again, 7:30 Friday morning.
Combine. All right. Sounds good.
Awesome.
Coach, you're supposed to holler at me, man. What's going on? I mean, I know I'm not a frat, but I mean, come on, man. Like that.
Listen, are you asking for a combine invitation? I've seen your jump shot.
Whoa!
We need an assistant coach. We may need
Wait a minute.
An assistant coach, but if you would send me your resume. I can personally get it to the front of the line.
Wow. There you go. Came back.
I'm gonna have to hit Wade on the square. See if I can get moved all the way to the front of the line. See if I can move that thing.
Oh, there they go. See now. See, man. No, don't worry about that.
I don't.
Yeah, brother Bricky, dog. You always been a great supporter of us, man. Be blessed. We'll be in touch. We're going to get you back on the show. Talk basketball in general sometime soon.
Okay. Look, I'm going
to
give you a new email and a phone number. So K-Mac won't block all your external.
Thank you. Yeah, matter of fact, that's a good point. That's a good, because he's been doing that for a minute, Noob. Hey, be blessed, man. Wade, thank you so much. Thank you. Hey, guys, thank you guys so much.
Hey, appreciate you. Y'all have a great day.
All right, be good.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
If you want to take a in Vegas or any sports betting opportunity you may have, because it's coming to Raleigh, you may want to always take this advice. Always bet on black. Let me tell you, this guy just got back from Vegas literally like a couple of days ago, so he must be game. Let's welcome back to the Sports Shop, Ian Parse. What's up, bro? How you doing this morning? Always bet on black. Bring it on. That's right. That's right. What's good, man?
Happy Friday, Sports Shop.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
I'm doing
What's the odds of me making the team, Ian? That's what I want to know. What's the odds of me making the Firebirds?
Oh, I think 10. You got less than about a 10% chance on that one.
Not the day.
You know,
Ian, that's crazy. I know. Yeah, I know you just got back from Vegas, but what you got for us today on Always Bet on Black?
Okay, here's the hot pick of the week. But before we say that pick, let's recap last week.
That's right.
So our pick last week was Kansas City. And sorry, K-Mac, they covered. And let's not remember, Pam agreed on that too.
Yes, so, who picked that game, K-Mac?
Pam's just a bandwagon hater.
I know.
So for the year, we are 1-1. We're batting .500. And the pick for the week, I hope you guys are ready for this one. The pick for this week is going to be the Rams versus Detroit. Now, right now, the spread is currently at -15.5, according to Fox Bet.
Good God.
Which is pretty high, especially for the NFL. And I'm pretty sure some of the listeners are probably saying, that's an easy pick, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got a stat for you. So, since 1989, favorites favored by 10 points or more are 418, 430, and 16 against the spread, which that equals to a 49.3% win rate. So, although that spread is high, it might sound easy, it's not truly easy.
It's because it's too high.
And the
last reason, I was thinking about that. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and lastly, if for the bettors out there, if they feel like that's an easy pick, I got a bonus pick for you guys as well. This weekend, also take Cincinnati versus Baltimore, which right now the spread is at +6.5 towards Cincinnati, and that's according to Fox Bet. But if you guys been paying the Cincinnati Bengals this year, they have not lost any game by more than 3 points. So all their games have been close.
And they're playing in Baltimore? Okay.
They are playing in Baltimore.
Wow. So, okay. So, so your advice is, so we should take the Rams. You say we should take the Rams over
Detroit.
and we should take Cincinnati or Baltimore. Take that. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Take that for data.
All right. All right. You just got me for Vegas, so I guess you when I did to re-up to get some more. Some more data for you could bring back to the sports shop, so we appreciate that, Ian. You 1-1, so we can't say anything. You 500 right now. We're gonna see what happens next week, brother.
Oh yeah, we'll be 3-1 next week.
Rams and Detroit will be a 7-point game, and you will lose. So
that's not happening because keep on. Think about this. Don't forget. Who knows Jared Goff better than the Rams?
Matthew Stafford knows the Lions better than anybody.
There you go.
That's true.
Check this out. Hold on. I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now, they're gonna take them lightly, and they're going to let their guard down. That's why it's going to be closer than you think.
I guess
we're gonna find out. I'm betting on Black. I'm rolling with Ian on this one, so I'm rolling with him. So you, maybe you should do as well. How about that?
Me and Ian.
Put it down. Anyway, Ian. That's what I'm saying. Ian, have a good weekend. We got to bounce, man. Take care. Thanks so much.
Guys, enjoy.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We got the NFL coming up this weekend. Wow. We had a little NFL action last night. We got Cleveland and Denver last night. Case Keenum. I've never seen a guy so excited to win a game.
Yeah.
Last night. By the way, Cleveland won the game 17-14. And quite honestly, if the Denver defense could have halfway stopped the running game, Cleveland wouldn't have won that game. But that's neither here nor there. They won. It is what it is. We're moving on. But Case Keenum was 21-33 passes, 199 yards, and one touchdown. But that was not the story of the night. The story of the night was Ernest Johnson, 22 carries, 146 yards, and one touchdown for the Cleveland Browns. The running game was on point for the Cleveland Browns last night. You see the game?
It was definitely on point. I saw the game. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was definitely on point. D'Ernest last week, a couple weeks ago, he's working on a fishing boat.
And that's
people don't realize that.
And that's he's working on
a fishing boat.
Was it Central? He's out of Central
and
Florida.
And the fact that he balled out.
Central Florida, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it's Central Florida.
Yeah, he went to University of South Florida. South Florida. USF.
South Florida. That's it. South Florida. Sorry about
yes,
that.
Yes. That's what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he got a chance. He got an
opportunity. But shout out to him. Shout out to him, man. I love that.
Stay ready. He stayed ready. Because you stay ready, you don't have to what, people?
Be ready.
Yes. You don't have to get ready. Stay ready. See what I'm saying? You don't have to. Teddy Bridgewater. Well, now they're starting to classify him as a game manager?
Two shoe Teddy.
Teddy Bridgewater was 33 and 187 yards and two touchdowns and one interception for the Denver Broncos. And I don't think that was a problem. The problem for the night was the defense for Denver was just, they couldn't stop the run. I don't know what that was about, but.
I agree.
Von Miller of the Broncos says his pride was hurt after the loss last night.
Now my pride is hurt more than anything. You know, I talked a lot before, you know, this game, and I made it, you know, personal, and I wanted the animosity. I wanted this to be that game, and you know, I wanted to win it.
Marcus
Lamont took it to your head too.
And Von Miller left. He left the game last night with a sprained ankle.
He won all the smoke. He got all the smoke.
Now my pride is hurt more than anything. Yeah, you know, I talked a lot.
What happened to the defense though? Really, I mean, D'Ernest is that dude, but I mean, it ain't like it was. I mean, I don't know anything about D'Ernest. Shout out to him, I'm happy for him. But I think you and I could have ran through that defense game. Back. That was they were.
They had them boys. Well, how do you say it? They had them on skates, didn't? They had them on skates.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
We're gonna start. You could actually touch the running back about 5-6 yards past the line of scrimmage. Then we'll talk about it. And that was every play.
I do got a question for you guys. I mean, Case Keenum, right? Keenum. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why they need Baker Mayfield because he's just as good as Baker Mayfield. No, seriously, he is just as good as Baker Mayfield. He played that way.
Reese, is this a situation where somebody goes out for a couple of days? You say, "Oh, wait a minute. Maybe you were just following the process, just making it look good. Okay, all right.
Hey, be careful when you take those PTOs. I'm telling you,
PTOs. I have a job.
just what I'm saying, man. No, I'm serious though. If you close your eyes and listen to that game, I mean, Baker Mayfield. He played just as well, and maybe better at times. So
I don't know. Case Keenum did.
Snapped the ball left.
5-yard check down. Run for 20 yards. I mean, hell, that's pretty good right there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what they need. You know, yeah.
Baker Mayfield, you're probably right. He probably is sitting over there going, I mean, I probably would have got a little farther down the field. Yeah, But you also could have thrown an interception too.
Yeah.
What it is. But they came away with the win last night. The Browns improved to 4-3. Nothing to see here.
Oh Lord.
That's coming from a Washington football. That's coming from a Washington football team fan.
Right,
really?
Right.
You guys got to worry about Green Bay and Lambeau.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. Ken Mills, damn all y'all get ready.
I think he owns y'all,
damn
too.
Damn sure ain't nothing to see there. Damn sure ain't going to be nothing to see there. Don't you worry.
1 o'clock. Where you going to be, K-Mac?
Not there. I can tell you that. I wouldn't be there. But I will be tuned in. I will be watching. I'll watch my Washington football team turn this thing around. You know, we're poised for a breakthrough this season. And this may be the opportunity we get. The defense has to turn this thing around. So we gotta get ourselves together. Because right now, we look like Denver's defense. And the Broncos fall to 3-4. Weren't they 3-0?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah, yeah. They were just like the Panthers. Remember everybody 3-0. They go to the Super Bowl. going back to downtown Charlotte. That's where they going.
Whoa. He's switching on his K-Mac again.
They're going down to South Tryon Street. Or no. Wherever they are. They go down to Trade in South Tryon. Whatever it is down there. That's where they going.
Out there at the ball. At the
South.
Don't
South
y'all think
Park.
They're going to turn it around this weekend?
Yeah, you're going to turn around. Okay. All right, turn around. They're gonna go down to South Tryon and turn around, come back down Trade. That's what turn around they're gonna do.
Yeah, they looking good. So speaking of the Carolina Panthers, Carolina's taking on the New York Giants on Sunday at 1 p.m. You can hear that game on 99.9 The Fan and WRAZ Fox 50. You can watch the game. I was gonna say, Reese, what you think, but I think you already told me. Where you think they're going?
But you
I'm
brought up.
Opposite. I'm the opposite.
Yeah, somebody brought up 3-0. Was either you or Pam saying 3-0? I'm talking about. Yeah, talking about Denver.
Denver.
Then I have the Panthers were the same. They were 3-0 too as well.
But I told y'all pump your brakes. I told you to pump your brakes. Everybody was so happy to replace Teddy Bridgewater. I said these two quarterbacks aren't much different than one another. A matter of fact, I think Bridgewater was a little bit better because at least he wasn't seeing ghosts. You know, at least we didn't have that problem with him. And everybody was all hype. And I said, listen, Chris McCaffrey goes out like he usually does by the third game. At this point, we're going to find out what Sam Darnold can and cannot do for you. Wow. Questions? Wow. I don't think there's been –
I mean,
K-Mac kind of right.
K-Mac kind of right. He may be partially right, but he played decent. When they need him last Sunday, that 99-yard drive, that was pretty impressive, though. You got to admit that. Got him back in the game. They went over.
Same Reese. Same thing you just said about Case Keenum and Baker Mayfield. Same.
Yeah.
Anybody could have done that. But if they don't win this game, this is when we really got a problem. Panthers offensive coordinator Joe Brady talked about the need to run the ball more. I'm like, what the hell? Like, we didn't know that. But go ahead. Let me hear.
There's no blinking or anything like that. I mean, the reality of it is the last few weeks, you know, the offense hasn't played to the standard. And so in order for us to be able to run the ball more, you know, we have to obviously, you know, we have to stay on the field. You can't have two drives where you turn the ball over on the first play of the game. You have to be able to extend drives on third down, you know, and, you know, you can't have penalties. So all that kind of plays in hand, you know, it hasn't been a thing of not trying to run the ball or not wanting to run the ball. So, you know, I was in full agreement of, you know, coming with that same mindset.
Okay.
So
Panthers will win Sunday.
Yeah, that's because they play a sucky team, but that ain't got nothing to do with the Panthers being good.
They're picked to win.
I mean, they play the Giants, man.
Should have asked Ian. Okay.
You're right. Okay.
Carolina Panthers offensive guard Michael Jordan. Who made the first start last week talks about
what's his name again? Is that right?
That's exactly right. Being compared to basketball legend. I want to hear this one. Let me hear how anybody on the damn Carolina Panthers compared to Michael Jordan. Let me hear that.
Yeah, that's
I was named after my father, and I'm actually pretty terrible at basketball. So you can ask the guys in the locker room; they already know that. But I've been terrible since I was a kid. I got to look at the ball when I dribble. Super Bowl Sunday, my freshman year of college, and I'm ordering pizza for halftime for me and all my buddies. But I place it online under the name Michael Jordan. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it says it's going to be here in 20 minutes. So I call the guy, I call the place, and I say, yeah, I placed the name for Michael Jordan. And he starts cussing me out. I was like, it's Super Bowl Sunday. You can't be playing around with fake names like that. And then I went in, showed him my ID, and I got free pizza for like a week.
Well, I mean that makes sense on both sides. Mm-hmm.
Again,
yeah.
I'm sure he's seen the face of disappointment many times in his life.
I know when people thought he was a real Michael Jordan. Hey man, Mike's coming. MJ's coming by. MJ's coming by. Yeah, he's coming by. You mean this MJ?
The Take face of diminished expectations. Hey, look, the face of diminished expectations.
I know.
We all have experienced it. Like, okay. All right. That's not what
Keep
I was
your
expecting.
Eyes up when you're dribbling. That was his nugget.
Right. That's exactly right.
Giants quarterback Daniel Jones says that he grew up a Panthers fan. Okay.
I grew up pulling for him in Charlotte and certainly still have a lot of friends who are Panthers fans, so you know, I think that's cool to be able to play them, but it's another game. We're preparing like we always do.
They're rooting for you, or they tell you they're rooting for the Panthers? How does that work?
I hope they're rooting for me. I probably got some still Panthers fan.
Who was your guy? Three more. Who was your guy growing up?
I like Jake DeLome a lot, and Steve Smith. I think growing up, I was a big Steve Smith guy, just the way he played and his toughness, the way he competed. Always loved watching him.
No, Cam. Come on, people.
But he was the older with Cam. I mean, he's probably a lot younger when Jake DeLome was there, so he's probably kind of like his idol or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you play like Jake DeLome.
I guess you can't really idolize the guy that you're playing with. You know what I mean? Still recently playing with.
Yeah, you can't be like, you can't be looking at the guy in the eye, you idolize. You know what I'm saying? That ain't cool.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. You know? Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Like, I idolize you.
You're like, ooh, hey, man.
I idolize you guys. But I'm getting ready to leave you.
Right, exactly.
Whatever.
Pal, idolize us. You get ready to go, pal? Are you
getting
ready to bounce?
No, but I idolize you guys. I don't want to leave you today, but there comes a time when farewell means that we see each other again.
Okay. Wow.
She go to South Beach, we go to the fair. What the hell?
I don't.
Can you bring me back a candy apple?
I would bring you a candy apple if they were free.
Oh, my God.
Be safe, fam, down in MIA.
Yes, I will. I look forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, we'll be here. You just make sure you make it back.
There you go.
I will.
Stay out of the box.
Okay. Stay out of the box.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Pam.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
NBA 75th anniversary. They got a lot of promos, a lot of commercials. They've been doing a lot of marketing about it. The 75th anniversary team has been announced. Players not included. Penny Hardaway, Reese. Yes or no?
I mean, I can say yes or no about all these guys. I mean, you can go by individual. I can give you my two who I thought had a great argument to be on there.
Okay.
If you look at, and we mentioned Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill, Dwight Howard, Bernard King, Tracy McGrady, Dikembe, Vince Carter, Klay Thompson, Kyrie. Bernard King, for me, was a guy that was that should be on that list. I think, he dominated when he played for Washington, when he played for the Knicks, obviously. And there could be an argument for Vince Carter, given his longevity, 22 years in the league, slam dunk champion, all that. So those two, I thought, maybe. But I think they got it right, in my opinion. Penn Hardaway, maybe, but yeah, that's you asked me. I think they got it right, but if I had to stretch, Bernard King and Vince Carter were the two guys I would think. Me personally, what about you?
No Tracy McGrady.
Hell no. No.
Wow.
No.
No Klay Thompson.
Well, I mean, Klay is incredible. Yeah. You know, somebody, I mean, everybody can't make the list. Somebody got to be left out. So I'm just saying, you know, that's a better argument with Klay Thompson. He was just on the verge of really blowing up. He got hurt, but he's one of the best shooters I've ever seen. Yes. Played the NBA game.
Steve Kerr thought that Klay and Draymond Green should have both made the All.
Not Draymond. Not Day Day. Not Day Day. No.
Day Day.
No. Nah, but Klay before Day Day. Definitely. Yeah.
Dwight Howard.
Next question.
I mean, if you're going off resume, Reeve, come on now.
Yeah, I'm going on resume.
Resume. Contribute. Okay. I mean. He was dumb. He was a dominating figure. Now, I mean, he's still playing too.
Okay.
Again, everybody can't make the list.
I'm not making a convincing argument here.
Dikembe, Dikembe changed people's lives in Africa. I mean, he put up hospitals. I mean, it's a lot. All these guys are great, but everybody can't make the list.
Really? You had to go with that?
No, I'm up. Yeah, I mean,
Kyrie Irving.
Next question.
Grant Hill, Reese?
You know, Grant's great. And, you know, everybody said Grant would have been great if he hadn't got hurt. He's still in the Hall of Fame. So, I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame, so let's leave it alone. But the top 75 players ever, though, I'm just saying. I love Mr. Grant Hill, but 75? I mean, I can get some other guys not in there that should have been not even on this list. So, come on, I'm not. Stop playing.
Ooh.
Dennis Johnson, Walter Davis, a bunch of people that played back in the day should be in the top 75 that was better than a lot of these guys on this list.
Walter Davis should be on there. He should be on there.
Manu Ginobili.
Yeah. It's a bunch of people should be on this list.
Is Tony Parker on there? I didn't even look. I forgot to look to see if Tony Parker.
No, Tony Parker's on.
I don't see Tony Parker. Not yet.
But Bob McAdoo's on there, right? I think Bob McAdoo's on there.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Can do. Right. All right.
Kawhi Leonard's on there.
That makes sense. I mean, well, I guess it makes sense. Yeah, I mean.
Anthony Davis.
If you don't put Klay Thompson on there, how you going to put Kawhi Leonard on there?
How's Anthony Davis on there? Hell, he looked up in the championship in a short season. How you going to put him on there? Now, think about that, though. Hell, matter of fact, his ass should not be on there. More I think about it, you take his ass off and put anybody on there. Hell, put me on there.
I'm with you on that. You can take Anthony Davis off, though.
I mean, how can Anthony Davis be on the damn list? They are trying to promote. He's the best five, one of the best five players on the planet. James really? Harden.
James Harden's on the list.
He should be on there.
Would you put Anthony Davis on there or Dwight Howard?
You know what? I'll put Dwight Howard on there before I put Anthony Davis. You know how I feel about it. That's a damn stretch. That's a damn stretch. Matter of fact, I put Dwight Howard on the damn list before I put Anthony damn street clothes damn Davis.
I'm with you. 100%. I can't believe that was slipped up on me.
Really?
In the history of this game,
in the history of all the players in the NBA, Anthony Davis is with it.
We're going to put street clothes on there.
That's it. Boy, you better be glad we're out of time. I'm telling you right now, that's a bunch of BS.
That's an insult to the list.
That's BS.
Thank you, Jazz.
That's an insult to the list right there.
It really is, though.
We put street clothes on the list?
See, I don't see it. I'm a Lakers fan. I don't see it. I'm serious. He's hurt all the time, every damn year. I don't see it, man. I really don't. One of the best players on the planet. The hell with that statement. I hate that.
He put Anthony Davis on the list, but no Klay Thompson, no Bernard King, no Dwight Howard, no Grant
Ginobili. No Ginobili.
Ginobili, no man, Tony Parker.
Yeah.
And he Tony Parker. He put clothes on the list.
Yeah, seriously, My bad, man. You got me going that way. I can't believe street clothes. Get the hell out of here.
My bad. I didn't mean to do it.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.